Continental is the latest airline to announce it's cutting costs and reducing service in an effort to stay competitive. American Airlines already has announced cuts of its own. U.S. Airways filed for bankruptcy earlier this month, and United is threatening to file for bankruptcy. The U.S. airline industry has struggled through a travel slump caused by 9/11 and the sluggish economy. But in California, travelers are seeing drastically reduced airfares as two low-cost carriers duke it out in a fierce price war. Russell Lewis of member station KPBS reports from San Diego.
The baggage claim at San Diego's Lindbergh Field is bustling with several hundred travelers. They've just arrived on a pair of Southwest flights. Michelle Robb was among the sea of passengers as she waited for her sister's plane from Oakland.
You can tell that Southwest has picked up a lot more business. Like the other terminal that has all like United and stuff, it's empty. Southwest is really the only airline that made profit last quarter, and I mean, this is why you can see all these people.
In fact, many of these passengers are scoring bargain airfares. Southwest is offering one-way trips as low as $29 for flights within California. In San Diego this summer, Southwest's planes are averaging 85% full. Southwest station manager Al Stevens says that's higher than last year, but it doesn't mean the airline is making more money.
Even though we're filling our airplanes, that's because we've got a lot of low fares out there. Yes, we are making a profit. But we have to be mindful of our cost because our yields are so low.
These basement prices are partly because, for one of the few times in Southwest's 30-year history, the airline is being pressured by another low-fare carrier, JetBlue. While other airlines cut costs and reduce service, JetBlue is increasing its presence in California. It's adding flights from Long Beach to Oakland, Salt Lake City, and Las Vegas with introductory fares as low as $19. Ray Neidel is an airline analyst with Blaylock & Partners.
Whether it's healthy or not for the consumer or the industry, it's what the marketplace is dictating. So you have to meet what the marketplace is asking you for, and that's asking for convenient service but at low costs.
Still, Neidel says these low fares aren't sustainable. He expects them to rise by this fall. Even so, Kevin Mitchell with the Business Travel Coalition says these well-managed low-fare carriers and their fleet of new airplanes won't have any trouble winning over more customers.
These two carriers are going to get tougher and leaner as they fight each other. Neither will go out of business. The consumer will end up benefiting, and these carriers will go on to enter new markets. It's a classic example of how the marketplace can work for the benefit of the consumer.
Seth Young teaches business administration at Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University in Daytona Beach, Florida. He says the airline industry needs to pay attention to what JetBlue and Southwest are doing because few other airlines have turned a profit since 9/11.
There's so much potential for the aviation industry to organize itself in a way that best serves them and best serves the public. You hate to have a shakeup to do that, but more often than not, it's usually a large shakeup in the industry that causes change, hopefully for the better in the long run.
Young says that reorganization is underway now, and it's far from being complete. For NPR News, I'm Russell Lewis in San Diego.